Hi everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. Just wanted to go over a couple things on the scanning just now for both crypto and Forex. That's using MotiveWave. Right now, I just put up a video playback from earlier today of my webinar. Video is called Latest Discoveries of MotiveWave Webinar 2. The first one was last Monday. Some sort of questions answered in there as well. So you might want to watch that. That's on YouTube. Also, if you're interested, you can sign up, get some free books, PDFs. Just sign up here at quantlabs.net/book. You'll get all signed up. Okay, so let's see where we're at with MotiveWave. On the crypto side of things, I have done a scan a few hours, maybe an hour ago, and these are what I'm watching right now. Okay, so right now, the market has been really brutal. Very little positive move, with the exception of Ethereum, Bitcoin. I saw that coming. Looks like Waves BTC got some alerts still happening. These are old alerts, so I gotta get rid of those somehow. So right now, what we've got is, wow, NEO, USD. Okay. So what's happening is, I'll show you the charts. Yeah, it looks like NEO's, something's going on with NEO. I'll check that out in a minute. Wow. So something definitely is happening here. Let me check on that. This is in real time, of course. So we have a cross on the Ichimoku, and that is NEO USD. Let's check her out. Okay, USD. Okay, so I talked about this in the webinar with the cycles. Let's just see if there's anything we can take away from this lesson. This is her cycles. Right now, we are seeing some moves up. Looks like it's in a bottoming process, or is it still continuing to drop? Right now, we have a double diamond at best. We have a triple diamond. This is her cycles, which figures the next entry should be potentially somewhere around here on December 10th at between around 8 and 4 a.m. So these are pretty accurate, surprisingly. So where's our price? Right here, and it's dropping. So I'm not going to panic about that, which I can gladly ignore. Okay, so the one that really started doing well about an hour ago, it's moved up 1.5%. Ethereum and Bitcoin, I had already put that on my charts. So I saw that one coming here. We're watching on an hourly chart here. We can see here, big drop. But about 2 hours ago, somewhere in around here, we had an Ichimoku rose, but surprisingly, there's no sale exit yet for it. So that's definitely a fake out. Oh, I'm sorry. That's BNB Ethereum. So glad I just added that. So that wasn't a priority. But this one's the one we're watching. Look at these big moves. Yeah, okay. So this is what we wanted. 2 hours ago, roughly. So we caught that. I don't see any. We do have an exit here. Now, one thing I want to highlight, I'm still keeping the RSI, still keeping the regression channel, but I've taken away all the markers for that. So the only one I'm really watching is the Ichimoku signals, but there's been nothing flagged for it. There's an exit, but it's too bad. But that was a nice move. Now, let me see here. That's an hourly chart. Let's see what it says on the 15-minute chart. Yeah, okay. So, lesson number one right here. Looks like I have to keep the signals this is the reason I don't like this, because when you look at the 1 hour, you miss that opportunity, okay? If I even go to 4 hour, another opportunity. They caught it somehow there. That's very interesting. Caught that one there. Where's the cell? So the cell is not working too good. So the optimal time frame, look at that. It prevented this from going any further on the Ichimochu signals here. But it got this entry correct. And you can see right here, the signal is generated here. But it caught that move. That's pretty good. So one thing I need to put out there is that this indicator is what we're going to use exclusively for entry and exit signals. So once again, when you go in, you got all your standard default. The only thing that changes is this. Signal enabled, send email, okay? So that's going to send it off to my email right there, and it caught it. A beautiful move, actually. So I'm pretty happy about that. But again, we can only do it on 15-minute chart. So I got to take note on that. Now, XMR is another one. Again, same idea. I've created a new template here. Oops. Cancel all that. So we have, let me see here. This one, I believe, is what we want. Oh, no. This one. So these are the templates. So I've created this Ichi marker. That's an Ichi cloud marker with a signal, but I left in the RSI and regression channel just for visual. But can see here on the XMR, it's working nice too. So we are in an hourly. It caught that signal there, but then we have this exit, this bar come down. But again, let's look at the 15 minute, if it's actually better. Boom. Yeah, it works. The entry there. Let's see here. We have an entry here, exit here. We have an entry. Okay, a couple things here. We have an entry, exit, entry, but the exit's just too late. I gotta keep watching these particular signals with the Ichimochu cloud here. The entries look pretty good on a 15-minute chart. That looks good. That looks really good, in fact. But guess what? So here's what we could do. Definitely works. It looks like on the 15-minute chart with both Ethereum and Bitcoin and XMR against Bitcoin. So this seems to work Ichimochu only with the regression channels for direction, as well as RSI. Okay, just for visual. But what we can use only needing is Ichimochu. But here is what we're also going to look for. We need to find the exit. Where is the exit? So, do we ignore the exit signals for Ichimochu? We have two here. You see here? This is what I was thinking. Once you start to reach that point on the RSI of hitting 70 or greater, get out of the trade. But yet, we have here some instances where it can keep going. Maybe the other chart. Here on this really nice move, you can just see the RSI above 70. Will it go beyond that? Let's check it out over here. So right here we have this move up. Whoa. We have a move up. Okay, we have a move up, hits that 70, continues to go up a little bit. How high do we go? I'm not sure, maybe 70, 75 or whatnot. Oh, 70, 76 right there at the bottom left. You can see it. So I'm going to estimate. So we got 75, I thought 70, roughly 76, 77. So it might be safe to say once you hit your RSI at a certain level, if it's 70 or in around there, and just ignore these extra trades because this is the dumb money coming in to drive it up a little bit. Once we get here, we have the same point. So here, we're able to catch the move. Let me just see where the RSI is at 75, but you can see here, it looks like it's just starting to thin out. If I go into the 5 minute or even 1 minute, we can capture to see what's going on here. So you can start to see here on the 5 minute, it is starting to taper off. I just don't think there's gonna be enough folks to pile in to drive up this price. So 70 is a, let me just see here. So we're in around here, bottom left here. Let me just click on this guy. So right now our RSI, it's tough to say, but I'm gonna say roughly, you know, 75 maybe as an exit for the RSI, for a potential exit. Okay, so what we got to take away here is we can use the Ichimochu signal entry, okay, for a potential entry and use the RSI 70 as the exit. Okay, so let's hope for the best there. Now let's check out the Forex. Now, of course, between Forex and crypto, it might not be the exact same behavior. So just done a scan a little bit ago. Again, I'm going to just follow the logic with excellent scoring on the scans for Harmonix. I've talked about that in the past. What we're looking for is where the target, as I say, I don't really care about the type of pattern harmonic. I don't really care about that. What I do care about is the target it's setting. And right now, I'm only focusing in the Forex. This is using Oanda. I'm only interested in where the target is higher than the current price. So in this case, we have Australia USD. So I can definitely add that. This is the manual part I have to do. I wish there was a way to automate this. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. I don't know. But I'll show you what I look for at least. So we have that as a potential. Let me just see here what we have. We have, see here, Australia Japanese yen is lower. The target is lower. Again, same with the Australian franc, Swiss franc. Euro Canadian is lower. Australian, a Euro, Japanese yen is lower. This one's pretty fat. It looks good. Actually, that's really good. That is the Euro Swedish. Now, let me just see here, just as a curiosity. Let's see here, if I put this guy in. So I'm gonna look for the Euro pairs, which will include the Swedish. One very important factor I'm looking for is the spread cost. So that was a Euro. That doesn't matter. But I could do it this way. Since I'm using Oanda, it's another quick way to get. I mean, you could do this in MotiveWave, but it's a little bit of a hassle to set up for what I need. I just want something quick and dirty. I could just look for a spread cost right now, live. Let me see if they still have this, because they've done some redesigning on, see if that's what I'm looking for. They've done a redesign on the site, it looks like. They used to. So we just a little sample. market pulse. So let me just see here. Spread Forex. Oh, here we are. This is what I want, the real time. Okay, so for those on the podcast, the site, if you are looking at OAN, it's called Live Spreads. Real-time Forex and CFD rates. So what we're looking for is the spread cost of Euro against the Swedish. Usually what you're looking for is you want to make sure that look at the spread cost right here, 43.1. So that is why we would ignore that result. Just cancel all this, go back to scan. So that spread cost is way too high. I should take that out. But I do know that sometimes the spread cost can come down at certain parts of the day. Here we're not interested in that. Pound against the US, the New Zealand. That looks good. Let me just see here. Okay, so I should be writing this down. So that's a new one. So I'm going to put that in my charts here. So that's New Zealand. Now, the timing is really good because today is December 9th. We have a British election happening on Thursday. So this might be a Brexit-related political election trade. So this, I'll look at this in a minute, but I'll definitely come back to that. That might be an interesting pair to watch for. So here we have the USD. This has been surprisingly good. USD and the Japanese yen, but again, the price target is below. Here we have USD franc below. I think these are more defense trades. Again, I'm no reason to include the Swedish franc nor the Mexican peso. The spread's just too cost. Let me show you. So the USD Mexico, look at this, 33 for USD Swedish. USD Mexico is 66. That's crazy. Who's going to want to trade that? Canadian and franc, not good. But here's something interesting. I always look for, there's two patterns here of excellent. There is something brewing with this pair, Canadian and C and the CHF. Let me add that to my Y and just do a little analysis here. Okay, so we got Canadian CHF. Now we're doing a 15-minute chart here. You can see this massive drop here earlier. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a new combo of studies, same ones that we know about. We have the Ichimoku Kinko, what's it called? Ichimoku Kinko Hyo, okay? It's Japanese. I'm really bad at it, so I'm going to enable it. Send out the emails for this because these are trading opportunities. Create, okay? That's what we're looking at, create. Okay, cool. So there's our Ichimoku cloud. Now, why I like this is because you can see there's going to be a short-term decline, little pop here, and another decline. And that is with the pound against the New Zealand. That's what's expected. Now, I can also add in regression channels, which I'm starting to really dig. But again, we're not going to send out any signals on that, okay? So we're just going to do a regression channel. So again, we could generate signals, but no email, okay? Everything else stays the same. But one thing I want to take out to save confusion is disable these markers when it touches the upper or lower band. So create that. So you can see here, the only markers I'll get are the Ichimoku, okay? That's the entry signal for that here. We'll analyze this in a minute. And the last one we want is RSI. Okay. So just use the default. Now, one thing I need to highlight here is very important that you do understand. When you're scanning, I'm only remembering now, always make sure it's at least 4 hours, because the harmonics don't really work on anything lower than that. So we have now our combination. We have our regression. We have our Ichimochu, but we do allow emails to be sent out. If I can get this working. We do allow email signals to be sent out. See, we got yes, enable, yes, email, da, 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 okay? So we do that, cool. And then we also have the RSI as well. So the only ones where we do email signals is for the Ichimoku. That's it. So what we also have to do is very important is to save this as a template. So here's the template right here. Save as, okay, right here. Boom. And what you do is you name it something that you can make sense to you. So I'm going to call it Ichimoku Signal Email. So I know that this is where it's going to send out email signals plus RSI and regression channel. Okay. So now I know that it only will send out email signals for the Ichi. Okay, so we'll save as. So there we go. Okay, so what can we take away from this pair? Again, this is the pound, New Zealand dollar. Okay, we have a downtrend. It's forecasting from the current price a downtrend, a little one, and further one down the road. We also see that the RSI is still hitting at 50. So this is something interesting to watch over the next few hours. I don't think it's going to do anything, but we got the signaling email set up. Everything's ready to go. Now, this one's going to be a completely clean, no indicator or studies applied to this. So when we save the template, what we can do is now apply that template. Okay, and everything stays the same. Now we can generate our signaling emails, no different than on the pound against New Zealand, but now it's also set up with the Canadian and Swiss franc. Surprisingly, there is a little bit of an upswing here. Not much to get excited about, but you can see here we have this entry and we have a sell. So again, when we follow the pattern, that was here at December 9th, 9:30. So we have our Ichimochu signal, but when you look at the exit, again, the nuance with Forex, it just does not happen. The RSI does not breach the 70 for the exit. Ouch. So this is where it gets more complicated. So looking for some more Ichimoku signals. Here's one. But again, it kind of works because we have the signal for the Ichimoku. And then here, we have our exit for the RSI. So we have the exit. So yeah, it's similar, not quite, where we dump the trade on the RSI when it hits 70. And here on the exit for the Ichimoku, you lose money on that. Let's look at a couple more here. Here's another one. Ichimoku entry. But again, it does not hit 70. Does here. Again, this is not a 15-minute chart. I bet you dollars to donuts this will work on the 15-minute, but it will not be seen on the hourly chart. Just looking for some more Ichimoku. Here's another one here. Again, you got to put other exit conditions to get you out of that trade. This is what I do. This is what I look for here. So we have Ichimoku here and right here. Beautiful. This one works. So we have it here. Price at, come on, let's see. Okay, so the price was at 74.20 and it exited right there. Nice. That's a good trade. And what happens? So that exited, would it exit 74 91.4, but again, if we follow the logic of that, we would have caught that big bar move up. You can see here, if we hung on that trade, our RSI, let me just pull up our RSI guy now. So our RSI here. So our RSI here on the 15-minute bar, we could have easily caught that trade right there. That bar we would have caught on that move. But what would have happened, we would have, again, there's that dumb money that piles in here, drives up the price. So you would do the smart money thing, use your Ichimoku here, take a little bit of a short-term loss, catch that big trade. Your RSI hits that 70, boom, you get out, and you just let the dumb money pile in as usual. There's another one here that doesn't work. So that breaks down here. It doesn't quite reach the 70, so not quite, does not exude confidence in me on this type of trade. So here, what you could do, couple of options here. You could set up as a form of insurance. Okay, so this one I don't like either. It doesn't make that 70. So this is not a very good pair. Or at least the market conditions don't indicate. Look at this. You got an entry here on the top, and yet there is an Ichimoku exit here. Yeah, you would have kind of broken even at best. Let's look at some more active ones. So let me get rid of all this stuff. Okay, let me go back to the scan. So these are ones from earlier today with the Australian Canadian and the Australian USD. Okay, so let me pull out. Okay, so this is a clean chart. Okay, again, this is a 15-minute chart. So here, let me apply our let me get rid of this stupid email. Okay, so let me go here. So we're gonna apply this new template again. It's called Ichi Signal Email. So that's only gonna email out the signals for Ichimoku, but it's still visual. But there's no email signals for either RSI or red regression channel. So we'll keep that in place. So reapply that template. Okay, so that's a fake alert. Okay, so we now have a new chart. Okay, so 15 minute. You can see here the regression channel is just pointing down, but yet it thinks there's a trade here and an entry here. If you got regression channel going down, I wouldn't take the trade unless you want a short. But I don't know. I don't like that trading combination. Here it kind of works right here. But again, okay, so the RSI did dip. And oh, it just missed that big bar move. So our RSI right now is at 50.8. So it would have missed that bar. Here, the next bar, it shot up to some 61.7. The RSI, see, it didn't hit the 70 according to the chart. You think it did, but according to the data, the RSI here at 50, 64. Okay, so it did break through. Okay, so it looks like that did get very close to 70. Yeah, it did break through, but it doesn't matter. It caught those up moves, those up bars. So good. It kind of works, but we got to figure out how to prevent these bad trades that I'm also identifying here. So here, here's another Ichi. And boom. No, not quite, but boom. That's seven. So that kind of works. On 15 minute, let's see if there's another one here. Let's see here. Here's another one. Okay, so the RSI is roughly, definitely below 70, 47. Hit here. Not quite. See, in the world of programming, it's got to hit exactly 70, but it hit most likely here. Yeah, it did. It broke through 70. So that may work, but we have a problem. Here's an Ichi right here on the bar. And see, it's already above 70. So that got generated a little late because it's already, the Ichi is, oh no, it would have, no, that would have been okay. The next bar. So I'm sure somewhere in there it would have hit 70. Yeah, there it is. So that would have worked. It would just, the entry would have caught a little later than normal. So this pair, here's a nice move here. But again, the RSI is already above 70. Or is it? Nope, slightly below. And then along here, you're definitely above 70. So you're not going to get it perfectly, but it looks like that combination may be good enough. So here we have an entry, and you know, slight moves up. So the RSI at some point's got to break through that 70. It's gotta. Okay, let's see here. Man, it's so close. There we go. So it broke out there. Okay, so this logic somewhat kind of works, but to prevent bad trades, the question becomes, do we trade within Motive Wave on this one and generate some alerts? That's the question. But logically, it does make sense to just only generate an Ichi on the entry, but not rely on it for the exit, because it just kind of breaks down. And just rely on the RSI. Once the RSI is generated, and then exit once the RSI hits 70. That's the logic. But I think I can go with that. That seems to, from a pattern perspective, seems to be something I can definitely work with. Okay, so I'm sure I babble a lot here. Again, if you are interested in this sort of thing, just go on over to the quantlabs.net/book. Get yourself some free books. The thing I'm starting to really obviously focus on is the analytics service. Seems to be, from the response on the webinar, definitely a better response for traders versus programmers or coders. So maybe that's where the focus is. So if you are interested, just come on into the store, into the Shopify here, and right there is your link for the Quant Analytics, and you got a 3-month subscription. For now, once we start proving out these indicators and whatnot, studies what works with what, I will probably keep trading it and see what happens, apply some real life money to those accounts and see what happens. All right, so hopefully I'll help you out. Thanks for watching. Have a good day.